We're on the last set of Makaros, I'm calling it the modern Hafkaros Kedushin, or the possibility of application. So I wanted to just look at a few different Makaros. The first was a Tshuva of the Rashba. We looked at a little piece of it yesterday, where the Rashba was asked about a very important medieval kind of case, which was when you had a Meshumad Avodah Zarah, who was married, and the question is, why not, why weren't the Chachamim choshesh for Igun, and why were they not fear the Kiddushin? And basically, he says the Chachamim weren't always not fear the Kiddushin. It was under limited circumstances, there had to be justification. He talks about the eight echad cases of the Mayim Shem and Sof, which we saw in the Chidushim as well. And then he makes the same general distinction between situations where the marriage was kahogan and you need a get in that case, and only that's the only must be the Chidushim, versus if it's shlo kahogan at the outset. And then he just writes at the end, I think that's all pretty much a repetition. He writes at the end, the last line is very interesting. The person who had asked the question said that when you make Kaddish, you say Kedas Rosh HaYisrael, and this person is not Mechal Das Rosh HaYisrael. So the Rashba just writes, that's very nice, but the Kiddushim were proper. Right? The Kiddushim were Kedas Rosh HaYisrael. I'm pretty sure, even though it's not entirely clear here, I guess it's not clear when the Meshumad himself is Mekaddish. I guess it's not just the case afterwards. The much more common case in the medieval period is people who shmadu, and then later their wives need to get a get from them. And Rabbeinu Tam, there's a passage in which Rabbeinu Tam cited is saying he saw like 20 gittim of mishumadim, which suggests that shmad was a much more common phenomenon than we like to believe in Ashkenaz. I happen to know that Malta because I know someone who had her dissertation on conversion to Christianity and the apostasy in the medieval Ashkenaz. So, whatever you want to extrapolate from that, Rabbeinu Tam talks about having seen many gittin written by Mishumad, and there's many times they would write a gift for their wives. In other words, they weren't the Nagin, they wanted to be Christian. Okay, so but even if Mishumad is Mekadosh, the Kiddushin are Kiddushin. Okay, now, other instances of Hafkaros Kiddushin. We spoke about the Ran yesterday, and the Ran is sort of a new class of Hafkaros Kiddushin. The possibility is a Hafkar and a remarriage. In other words, as we said, the Hafkar either has to have a get with it, it has to be no good from the start. It has to have the presumed death of the husband with it, a sufficient level of presumption. Otherwise, chama not mafkia kiddushin. In this case, the mafkia, and I suggested the reason why is kidei shelo yomer ishes hishiotza v'lo get. So in this case, it's not ishes hishiotza. She's just going back and being married to the husband. Now, the nesivos, in the opening passage of Hafkaros Mishpat, the first nesivos.
In his explanation of the Zerah Snow, what additional reason other than I didn't quite understand what he was saying.
Not additional reason, no. You mean with Chayavin and Taima? What do you mean is this?
No, he says, people had them called each other and not a ravish and put a little foot, real sweet.
Yeah, okay, so in other words, that's what the get. He says in the get, the person doesn't want to stay the Asus. So we basically say that really he's thinking about everything. And that's not the motivator for the takana. That's why Hafkaros Kiddushin makes sense. Like the first one is the reason why they were not fear the Kiddushin was they wanted to Hafkaros Kiddushin was Mishum Ihuna, Mishum Ksuas and Mishum Kruzas. But it's not just that they want to fix an aguna problem, but it's also that a person who gives a get doesn't want a person doesn't want his vias to be vias. It's not the motivation to use Hafkaros Kiddushin. That's more why Hafkaros Kiddushin might work.
So I don't understand. It seems like you're saying, well, there's preaching or teaching, there's the motivation and then also...
I'll call it the mechanism of how it's working in some way. But number one, we want a certain outcome, so they might use stuck on it. And secondly, because he already gave a get, and he's kind of realized, look, I don't want them to not fear that. This is like that approach that's quoted in the name of Rashbam, that whoever it was, that's that much attractive. You know, he sort of puts the two together, even though the motivation and besides, there's a get, which for some guy would want to get to be the get, because why do we want to, you know? That's not, it's certainly not a reason for doing a class division. That's more about a mechanism of why, that's why it should work.
I thought he was saying that Ethan is not a reason.
At what?
I thought he was saying that Ethan's not a reason to do it.
No, it's not always sufficient. It's not, Ethan itself is not sufficient. In other words, the reason why we're making a bayanet effort to do not fear the Kedushin is la bishur agula levad. It's not just, well, we want to avoid the Igun problems, so we're going to pull out our magic one of Kras Kedushin. It's that there's also grounds for assuming the marriage is dissolved. Namely, there's id effort plus ishitaika mitzvah, that which you do not have by my Yisrael itself. My Yisrael itself is just, you've got an aguna problem. It's terrible, but we're not not fear Kedushin just because it's an aguna problem. We need something else to go with it that would suggest that the marriage is over. Our case is a get. In the case of Reid Afad, it's a probably dead husband. Okay? All right. So the Nesivos is dealing with the opening passage in Choshen Mishpat. You might want to say is that we're all fake rabbis today. I have smicha, but I'm a fake rabbi. So is my Rebbe. Even if he's one of the nine very still a fake rabbi. He would tell you that too. So we don't have real smicha, we have fake smicha. We have some smicha from late medieval Ashkenaz. You know, Talmud Yarin Teilah Talmud Shusrei Rabba. Forget which one of the Achrone Harishonim whose time this first emerges in the 14th, 15th century. So the problem is, if we're fake rabbis, then our Batei Din are fake Batei Din. Everything's fake today. Fake news. So the question is, that's very nice. So how do we have Batei Din? How do we have Batei Din? So the Gemara in Baba Kama and in Gittin, towards the end of our parak, I think Peches on the days, and the Gemara is probably in Sanhedrin too. The Gemara has a principle that Shlichus Sayyid Chachina, that we, this goes back to a time, forget today, this goes back to a time that it's based on a smooth and an Eretz Yisrael. But the great Gedolei HaMoraim and Dayanim and Bavel did not have shlicha, so how could they judge? So the Gemara said, "Anan shlichu sayach adina," that we are the shlichim of the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. They appointed us to judge cases, but it's really under their supervision, their rubric, their framework, their power. And somehow this shlichu sayach is assumed, and the Gemara says no limitations. You're not allowed to do. You're only there are two criteria that have to be are required to apply shlichu sayach. Number one, it has to be milsi the shlicha, and it has to be milsi sheishol chisaron kiss. It has to be something that's common, not rare occurrences, and it has to be something where there's actually financial loss. But boshes might be a common occurrence, but there's no financial loss in boshes. So based in a babel is not under ordinary circumstances authorized to be done zidei boshes. It's no chisaron kiss. In general, almost all kenosos is no chisaron kiss, like kefel, baal, behei, all of those things are no chisaron kiss. Therefore, based on chutzlar, it cannot be done. The Gemara has a famous line, chista, kenasa, kagavis for babel. He was dealing with dine boshes. He calls it a kenas. Boshes is not a kenas. Boshes is not one. But it is so it's like a knas, because most knasos are in fact things where the knas is not compensation, it's something on top of that. So the problem is, so that's very nice with Dina Mamanos, we have this magic power, hefker based in hefker, maybe even a community can do that perhaps without smicha. So however, the question is, we have other things that require a batei din. And there are at least two things of major implications for yuchsin or dina ishus that require a basin, and that we do, But that would be problematic if somehow we didn't have a deraisa mechanism. Number one is geirus, right? Geir requires shlosha. That's the ikuva. It's a machlokas. So we've shown them where the shlosha is the ikuva in the tvila, in the kabbalas hamitzos, machlokas around on the tosos. But it's the ikuva. So the question is, how do we have geirus in this context? And what are you going to say? Oh, geir mid rabbanu. I don't think so. Why?
Because they can marry regular Jewish women without a problem.
And
if they were not Jews, that woman wouldn't. And if they were Midrashah non-Jews, the woman wouldn't be able to marry them.
Because.
Would they even be able to? The Kiddushin even Tokas? I don't think so.
True. It wouldn't be Tokas. But so, the Chacham said, we're allowing this marriage. We're the rabbis. We're powerful.
That's what it is. What's to stop someone else from then marrying her, given that the petition weren't technically token? No.
Right there, it's like you're a stubborn and a third. You don't need to go on to the next petition. You don't need to go on to the next petition. So, how is it that they can do such a thing? Now, the truth is Gairus the direction of this man is that? Of course it is. You know? I was Mechavi for this. It turns out the Ramban and Rashba said already. So before she passed, the chiyagurit chem ger, o asher b'sel chem l'doros sechem. So the pasuk suggests that a ger can convert in every door. Don't ask three kashas on it. I think it's a good lie. I know you're going to tell me it's a different carbon one. But the bottom line is that ger is forever. It's for every generation. Since the Rebbeinu Shlom knew that the sicha at some point would be stopped, because the Rebbeinu Shlom knows everything, so the Torah knows everything, therefore. You know that Geirus works even when there is even does not have when there's no Sikha. So apparently you have to say that Geirus doesn't require movement. The other situation, which might be more chomer in some ways, although not in other ways, might not find more chomer, is how are you allowed to be ma'as alaget? So the Gemara is going to say, I think Techasim Adeis, that we can be ma'as alaget, Krishna Kusayu Kavdina. How can you force the husband to give a get? So the question is, how can we ever be ma'as if it's not as now? We in the United States cannot be an asset as not like that. We can, but it would get us in trouble with the authorities. Cattle prods are very effective, practical tools for getting recalcitrant husbands to authorize the writing of a get. However, it is not permitted under secular law, and no rabbi in good standing should be engaged in the practice of doing such a thing. Of course, by the way, when this happened, there was also corruption in the process as well, so it wasn't, you know. If you're not taking any money and you're doing it, then the sum at least you're doing it in Shem Shemayim, even though it is not acceptable to do, even though I'm not sympathetic to the person who had a shocking experience. But, in fact, you'd hope most people don't need the shocking experience, they just need to see the cattle prod. That should be enough to do it. It's usually highly effective. But, not allowed to do that here. But in Eretz Yisrael, they do kriya alaget. They don't do physical kriya, but they do throw people in jail, not too many. Not enough, but they throw it in jail, and that's clear. So how are they about to do it? Why don't you say that it invalidates the get? So you're saying, you can wear such shlichusai kadina. That's very nice, because you got it in daraisa. So for the Rambam, which we mentioned but haven't explored, there's an easy way around it. What's the solution for the Rambam, Brian?
If we don't get the invalidity,
correct. If a person is forced not by a beis din, when the mechuyav magarish, let's say the goyim, force him, when he's not mechuyev lagarish to give a get, then it's possible daraisa. But if he's mechuyev to give a get, it's only possible with the rabbanon. And a beis din shel Yisrael, even if he's not mechuyev, if they force him to give a get, it's also valid. It's also valid, even though it's shelo kadin, because it's a beis din shel Yisrael, which, by the way, could be the explanation of that takana of the gaonim we're going to talk about. That the gaonim made a takana, seemingly, that we force a husband to give a get if his wife wants a get, period, because we're afraid that she would get Gentile authorities involved. So the question is, so it's presented in the rush as if that's half cost kedushin, but if you hold like the Rambam, you don't have to say that. So it's the base of Shem Yisrael. It's good. Midaraisa. It's only the Rambam. I agree. Shalokadin. So it's possible with the Rabbana only. So there's the only main takana to ignore the Rabbana. That's my point. In Islam, it's still you're not allowed to do it. It's possible if somebody forced you, according to the Rambam, someone forced a husband shalokadin, the base forced husband shalokadin to give a get. She's not allowed to remarry the Rabbanu, but she is the Gureshis Midaraisa. So if you talk about it, the only takana, it's one thing to say. You know, if it's only a psalm of the Rabbanan, so you could say that the only felt that you could make the comment to override the Rabbanan. But it's possible that the Raisa, so then you're forced to come out to this half-class condition, which is what the Rush talks about in his Tshuva. So the Nesivos writes here that Hinei b'chod avinu shlichusei mashma me'shashu raf Rabbanan v'kama mishun ilas delas. That's by Dinei Malanos. They get to decide where and when to apply it. But it's still Raisa. Teda, the Makabon Ger, Mismanazemi, Tam, Badinus, the Messiah, the Kedusha, Kedushin, Velotasi, Achakach, Kedusha, Shani, you're right, Shani, he does go there, but you don't even need to go there. The Inkoch, the Achacham, Lakar, Dabar, Torah, Kumase, the Chema Asin, Ajitin, after get Mousa, Afi, Hedotas, Paso, Mid Raisa. The Doha Kolma that Tino Rabban the Kedushin made the Havana of Brushe Tanach made by the Medina. So he says that, you know, you could have argued that's a cross Kedushin, but he doesn't think it's the case because there would be enough Kaminas, and it's a tough cross Kedushin, as we've discussed, and you would have expected him to say. Amnam Haramban, Varashba Kasu the Rahman and Arbanan, of the Gitna Tan, the Tino the Kedushin, the Aymash Akasafi the Kaman, and they, to the Ramban and the Rashba, who say that Gerushin works because the Raisa you don't remove them because. Okay, so that's another possible example where we might be able to talk about the necessity of cross kiddushin, namely in get a ma'asin al haget. And I want to point out to you that this is a case where you have a get that was authorized by the husband. A get where the husband said rotsani. Okay, so we said he said rotsani. He was under duress, but nonetheless, we know elsewhere in halacha, right? Is it poliyav zabin zavinasvi? So it's not so crazy, right? It looks like the kosher get there for the chacham used to be mafdir mekidushin. Get whether it's the mafreya, whether it's the kamalabo, is a separate question. Okay, so I want to then take a couple of moments to look at the truth of the rush, and the rush here. Is dealing with that takana of the Gaonim, which he doesn't like. And there are really, I would say, actually, there's kind of three positions on this particular issue. A woman who wants a get from her husband, and she's not entitled to a get. So there was a takana of the Gaonim that we forced the husband to give a get on demand, because we're afraid the woman will get Gentile authorities involved. There is a position of the Rambam, which the Rush will quote. The Rambam believes that it's din of the Gemara that if a woman says, Ma'is alai, I find this man to be repulsive. So we don't make him give a get immediately. We make her wait 12 months. We make her forfeit all her financial entitlements from the marriage, ksuba, and whatever else would come along with that. But after 12 months, then we force him to give a get. Why? It's a very important. It's a very important statement, even if we don't follow the Rambam, you know, the Maisa, which is in a kishuya shetibayalo. A wife is not a woman is not a man's prisoner. It doesn't matter if they got married. The woman finds this, and we're afraid, the reason that we make her wait 12 months is because we're afraid that she, you know, went to a bar, met a guy, and she really fell in love with that guy, and, you know, she's bored. But if she really finds her husband to be repulsive, presumably she has to give a reason why. I don't like his look. It's not her look. I mean, she married him already. But, you know, if he has, you know, developed some deformity that she just finds, I mean, there are movement which we're coping, McMurray already has. But if she said there's something in Ma'ya Salah, even if it doesn't fit this moment, we make her wait 4 months, but then we would forfeit her ksuba and so on, but we would give her a get. We would force us to give her a get. So the Rambam thinks that that's actually Dina de Gemah. It's not the Takana Sagaon. And the Rush says, none of this stuff. Somehow, for some reason, the Rush felt, it sounded like an Ashkenaz, that the Bidos and Surah were not sufficiently chaste. And if you had such a Takana, they'd be always interested in the other men. If you're writing history, you have to take this Rush as a little bit of a data point. It's kind of interesting. I would not have thought that to be common, but I have no idea. So the Rush writes, Tshuva le'nit isha ksuva le'elef hacham Rav Yaakov Alfasi, Yudshin Zavi? Tshuva so? Al inin moredes, I assume it's a reference to the Rif, but Al inin moredes ein adam tzarach limalach yivech v'achrachas nesin asket ra'isa the rabbosenu hach me'ashkenaz v'tzochas nesrachid ma'akitea achron mikom mine hechrechos kriyas eish lagarish eisim arivas eisha. The the Hakmashkenaz stayed as far away as they could from forcing the husband to divorce, let's say, if the woman rebels, she may forfeit aksuba at some point, but forcing him to get, give a get. Ki nira lehem vivir rabbeinu rabbeinu tam, zal rayosa ikar varayinus machalem. There's a big machlokas to be shown that you should be aware of. When, under what circumstances are we kofet and ish lagarish? The Mishnah has two terms about this. In a few places, the Mishnah says, kofet oso lahotzi. In many places, the Mishnah says, yotzi v'yitein suba. In other words, the husband should divorce her and pay her suba, meaning he's at fault. Many Rishonim say, yotzi v'yitein suba means we make him give a get. That's a nice way of saying it. In all cases, Rabbeinu Tam, however, claims that it's only true when it comes to kofet. When it says yotzi v'yitein suba, so it means we strongly encourage him to get, we do not force him. And Rabbeinu Tam assumes that putting a guy in cherem is considered a form of force. As the Gemara uses the expression about that, you know, it's like nachat v'kuf state of the shop de l'glina, which means you grab him by a certain part of his anatomy so he lets go of the jacket. So cherem is considered isur. However, there are things that are short of cherem called the hachakos of Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know much about them, which is some kind of social, unofficial social ostracization, which was acceptable, which is not considered tibia. Because let's say you have the following situation. A man doesn't want to give his wife a get. So if I say to him, well, I'll give you $100,000 if you give your wife a get. So we don't say that if he gives his wife a get and I give him $100,000, that it's a get mousa. He was forced to, you know why? Because I made him an offer, he couldn't refuse. No. That's not the way it is. Okay, what about the following case? What if he wants me to be his friend? I don't want to be his friend. I thought if you give your wife a get, I'll be your friend. So we don't say that it's a get ma'usa, because he made a choice. So if lots of people don't want to be his friends, no official is that people don't want to be his friends. People don't want to do business with him. It's not something that he has and that he's entitled to that we're taking away from him. We're simply withholding from him something he would like, but he's not entitled to. So if you want the good stuff, you want to get invited to my Motzei Shabbos parties, the raves that we hold there on Facebook, arguing Tosas and Asivas, I'm kidding, but he wants to be invited. He's a Yeshiva Bach, he's an Erel Chayit, except for his Magi and his wife. And he wants to be invited to the Tosas and Asivas raves that we have in my basement. Well, listen, he wanted to pitch him, happy people there. Do you want to get? That's not cool to get Musa. So that's why Hachakos Rabbeinu Tam are things that are not kriya, but you know, strongly encouraging people to give a get. So if you assume like Rabbeinu Tam, that just because it says yotzi doesn't mean kofen, so then that's why they were choshish. They stayed away from forcing a husband to give a get in most circumstances because they were choshish Rabbeinu Tam. The af im hayu advaram muchra'im, even if it was clear. Rabbeinu Tam was wrong, that we followed the majority of Shonen. Sarach Adam Lahachik is Savek Eshes Ishram and Laharbas Mamzer Bishav. This is an area you have to be careful. You've seen this theme over and over. The Magid Mishnah had it in some of the Tzoran. The Rambam, you have to be careful. The Imrao Bidor Shayu Achar Chachme Agmar Mam Agon Zal Yeshiva Shababo Shay Tzarach Shah Bimam Laski Alvar Torah Alvar Torah Velasus Gedder Siog The Tiknu Shi Gari Shay Ishto Bakrof Shomer Slo Beinah Leila Gavroi The sum kual zeh, so it may be in the government period they needed such takana. And the sum kual zeh called a makadish adait to the rabbana makadish. Eskima adait on lafiyach yudushin keshetimran isha baila. And again, you know what the government would do, remember. Just what was the case of the government? Woman says, lo bein alei, I don't like him. What do the government say? Give her a get. It's a get ma'usa. So there's a get. It's a get authorized by the husband. It's just under duress. So if that's what they sought to do, that wasn't spread, that didn't spread out everywhere. So the rush is saying here that takana was not pashta, because if that takana had been pashta, it would never be forgotten. It would have stolen force, And people would know all about it. Dugma l'davar, chacham echad haya baratzen, v'haya shemar rabbeinu gershom, tikein takanas tovas, v'inyan yerushin, v'haya b'imei agonim, v'takanas av gzeros av kvos, v'takuos, k'ilin nukun usina, v'shir shetibolem, v'masam l'davar dar. Which, by the way, is kind of funny. You know why? Because the Rishonim spent a certain amount of time trying to figure out what exactly was the and what circumstances did it apply. We spoke about this earlier this year. Right, it doesn't apply to Malkum Mitzvah. It doesn't apply, it's like, okay, where's the text of the proclamation? Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. In the name of Rabbeinu Gershom and his yeshiva. Right?
You guys just said that sort of, by way of course.
Not that he knows. That's the whole point. He doesn't know. He just says, it's inconceivable. That Rabbeinu Gershom would have done such a thing. Of course he didn't want us. He would have told us, force him to be Megarish. Nobody knows what was in the Takana. Now, you could argue to me that the Rashba lived in Spain. But I think the Mordechai writes, I don't know what the language of Mordechai, Mordechai writes similar things about, you know, the Malkum Mitzvah. So, Elani Roesh of Elo Aratzos, Ro Hegyon of the Sifrei Rizdal. It's funny the way he uses this. He described as Haya Chacham Haya the Artsenu in our land. He's not living in Germany anymore. He's living in Spain because he says, Elani Roesh of Elo Aratzos, where he is now. Rove Jonam, the Sifrei Rivzal. Most of the time they spend learning in the Rift, and the Fisharo, Friazo, Ksuba Balachos, Vinago, Viesh, Vakomos, Ladunka. That's why they'd adopted it. Oh, Daniel, Mer Shadon, Shetitin Takanazot, Lolafi Adarahu, Shenir al Hamithi Terah Hashabish, Rabbanus Israel. They needed it for those Jewish women. The Haydana, Nira, Nilhepa, Rabbanus Israel, Bidarazet, Shachsani Ose, the Fruitsos, or the Chutzvidim. In Tukala Ishala Kias Atsumi Tachas Baila for Omar Lobi Inamai, Lahinachta Basla Ramavini or Shedas Tachas Bala, which is a great inversion. Lahinachta Bas is used in the Gemara of Suba, Stafai and Bays. They're talking about where hair covering has to take place. They say that you can't tell me that she has to have it covered in the Chatzer, because then no Jewish woman would be able to live with her husband. They all divorced their wives. So here, we're saying that no Jewish woman will want to live with her husband. There would be the Batzkon's response to this would be, well, maybe if the husbands behave themselves better, the Jewish wives would want to be with him. So, but anyway, so the Rush apparently in Ashkenaz, those women were too feisty, says the Rush, the Shachzonios, and none of them would stay married. They'll find another guy they'd rather marry, and they'll rebel against their husbands. Al-Kain told Lahafshaka Kfiya. That's why you should stay as far away as possible from Kfiya. In the next part, he writes, Yosar Tema Hagad al Aramazal, Shekasav, Shem Amram and Astiu, Ha'ini Yechola Libayo, Midati, Kofanoso, the Shaito, the Garshom, Kishena Kishwe, Shekibayo, the son in law. So that's what the Rambam writes. Uman is seen as Khan, Lachapa Isha Garish, Lahatar Isha Sish, Loti Bolo, Lututra, Almanos Hayas Koyamel. Hello, you're the Sir Kivrida. Okay. She says, I can't live with this man. Fine. So, go get your own apartment. No one's forcing you to sleep with this man. We're not going to insist. And she's not with Sir Kiriviri, so fine. Why should we force him to give a get? Achi b'shir shi olbechas afwe shuvas liba. B'nos b'nei ba'achar b'chafza b'chafetza b'yosu nival nureho. Nashvim pavasa b'nach pa'ishu oi v'ishu snura shigav shena. Chalila b'chas b'shum dayan ladun kain. Okay. The Rambam obviously felt that it wasn't sufficient that she doesn't have to share his infinite company. She should be able to go on and find somebody else. Okay. Fine. And he goes on to quote his Rebbe, the Maharam Nuremberg, who used to stay as far away as he could in the arena of Tfila. Okay. Next. The Tshuva of the Rivash. I only want to read kind of snippets here. First, the question. You have to get married in this by now sounds a crazy test, by the way. I mean, civil marriage has some of its requirements. Right? You have to get married in front of a judge, that's the money I call. You have to bring at least a witness for each party in order to get a civil license. So what? Not as onerous as 10 people, but, you know, we understand why they picked the number 10. So it's not crazy test. It's only crazy test because in halacha, really, you can do a kiddushin, which is you find a girl, you find two other guys who are not related to you, and you pick a ring and you say, "Rabbi Kudeshes," then you marry. Pretty straightforward. Okay, you need 10 people for the Sheva Brachas. You can actually live together. But they made a Chacham, and they didn't want marriage taking place. It doesn't sound like the Nemani HaKal had to approve the Shidduch. That'd be a big paragraph. But the Luz had to be in their presence. And they need to be 10 people present. Did you say that one? Yep. If he violates these terms, but the condition should be valid. What the call does is the mafkir is tesa. And if you don't have tesa, guess what you can't do? You can't get a shabbat to an isha if you don't have a shabbat pruta. What? Do what? Sometimes you can use hefka based on hefka. And it's a tzarach kabbal. Hefka is not permitted in cases to avoid fake leadership. I'll answer short that way. But that's what the Rebbe is talking about. So, Va'ishahi. With this takana, why? Even the takanim who were there at the time they made the takana, maybe they wouldn't agree. Certainly, money for people who were born subsequently, not just the Tanim, at the time of the Takana, but those who emigrated to this place after the Takana was made. The Afin Yaskim HaRabbah Zafin Shabir Yerba Takana, even if they would agree, in Kofi Yad Mafkir Kedushin Shatorah, Mitam Kodah Mekadish Adaita Ron Mekadish Afkir Mekushin Yeshon, and Rodhorn, Eladaita the Rabbanim, Shehadu Gidol Mbachaf Maminin, Vagama Yadam Koch Lahafkir, Lahanish Lafkir, Abu Besman Azir Shachaf from Yidon Kedyotas, in Koch Yacham Hafkir Mamanachem, Perhaps our rabbis don't have that power. The question was basically, do Bakir Din Pere have the power to be Makir Kedushin? So the Rivash writes, in short, the answer is yes. Now, one of the tshuvas is here in the quote, I finally had the chance to find the tshuva. There's a tshuva of the Rif that we don't have, but it's quoted by the Rashba. And the issue that they grappled, the Gaon grappled with already, is whether or not Sula Idus the Rabbanon, whether or not Choshe Shele Kiddushin. So imagine that one of you is getting married, and you invite someone who's possible with the Rabbanon. You've got a friend who makes a six-figure living off of the March Men's Swing. So I think it's usher, by the way, in general, but you should be involved in that for the most part. He's then Mesachay Pekovia. He makes his parnasa that way. So, one of you invited him to be an ace. Maybe both of your buddies are big March Madness freaks. You know what March Madness is, if I...
It's college.
The college, yes. Yeah. Probably everybody who's been the last couple of years knows it only because you've heard, because last year we managed to get into Division 3, whatever that tournament is, to get wiped out in the first round. But we made it in, so...
Yeah, that was March
Madness. So March Madness is technically, I think, only Division 1, right? I don't know what they count as the NIT or something like that, which is like... I don't think we're even in the NIT. I think we're like just Division 3 or something. So,
and is it just basketball?
Just March Madness refers to basketball. Yeah. Okay. So the NCAA also supervises in theory other sports like football. Those are the two big money makers. Everything else is just sports lishma. That's a kesef and that's a kol. So you have your two buddies who are your eden, and then, you know, they find out later, the rabbi finds out, it was just the two of them, the only two eden there, and finds out that they're psudeis rabbanim. So the question is, and let's say, you know, you decide to sit down and watch March Madness, win so many games, and your wife says, I don't really marry to you anymore, it's just crazy. I'm sorry to bring in your, you know, your nuggets and fries, but you think I'm going to serve you while you're watching March Madness. And she storms out, and she doesn't want to be married to him. And then her rabbi discovers, oh, they were psudeis rabbanim, maybe she's not married. So the Gaonim, many of the Gaonim, including with Acha Mishapha and Rabbi Chai Yom, said, no, the Kaddish per Kiddush and Eidim are Psul Narbanon, Choshen le Kiddush, you require a death. And the Rift said, you do not require a death. Now, one of the Rayas that the Rashba disagrees with the Rift. The Rift, one of the Rayas that the Rabbi Chai Yom brought, with Acha Mishapha, one of the Rayas that he brought was the following. The Gemara in the Gemara in Kiddushin says that there's a question. If you knock out one of the Rashi Evarim of an Eved Kanani, what are the Rashi Evarim of the Kanani? Well, besides the two eyes and the two ears, there are 24 other Rashi Evarim. There are the 10 fingers, the 10 toes, the aver, probably the nose, and what's left? What other two things do we have? Oh, because it's two ears. The two asnayim, the gid, the chotem, and the 20 digits. Now, in addition to that, you have all the teeth and all the adult teeth and the eyes specified by the Torah. So the question is, if a person it destroys one of the Rashi Evarim of his Eved Kanani or Shechla Kananis, so the Eved goes free, Lachavshi Yishalchenu, do you require a get Shechla? So there are three days in the Gemara. Yes? No. By Shein Ha'ayin, no. By all the other Chafdalad Rashi Evarim, yes. Because the Gemara says, the Divrei Sofer. Divrei Sofer, I think is the term. So, Rav Acha Mishapcha points to that and says, you see, that when something is midivrei sofrin, it still requires, when that's the basis of the pirud, it still requires a get shechor. So when the edem are psulim midivrei sofrin in the kedushin, the isha still requires a get isha. That was the argument. And the Rift says that that's wrong. Why does the Rift say that it's wrong? Because the Rift says that how do we know, what is the din by krovim who witnessed a kedushin? Regular full-fledged korban. A person gets married to a woman and the only two witnesses are his brothers. What's the din of that condition? What? Nothing. Now, how do you know? What's the makar? What's the makar that korban are psul la'idus? In the first part of the pasuk Chazal Darshan, because you don't need to tell us you don't kill them for the sins of the parents, because the pasuk says at the end, ish b'chetal yumasu. So why do you have to tell us layum so avos abanu v'anu so avos? The answer is the edus banim the edus avos. Now, is that shuta shel mikra? Is that torah shel chasav or torah shel malka? You know this. I mentioned this recently. That's Torah Shema Pen. It's Divrei Sofrim. Why?
Because in
the Lachim, the Pshat is very clear. It means he didn't kill the children of his father's assassins. He killed just the assassins. So the Rift says, if you are right, you would have to say that if you're in the Kaddish in front of the Krovim, because it's Divrei Sofrim, then it would be you would say that the Kiddushin are Chal, the Choshul and Kiddushin. So the Rift says it's wrong. He says, When it comes to Psul Narbana, you don't require a get. Now the Rashba disagrees with the Rift and just says the following. He says the Rift is correct. It's a bad raya. Why? Because he says the reason why you require a get shechor by the reason why you require a get shechor by all the other chafal Rashi Varim is not because you require medina. Medina, you either require a get shechor by a sheva ayin and chafal Rashi Varim, or you don't. The reason why they required it by something that's not the fairest makrah is because they were afraid that the owner, who would only knock out his eved's little pinky finger, might see him in the shuk and claim abiyata, you're still my servant, you're still my slave. And because it's not written in the Torah that you go out when you cut off his finger, you might have thought, oh yeah, he is a slave. And it would cast aspersions on his yochsin. So in order to avoid that, in the cases where it's not the favorish in the Torah, we force him to write it, we make him give it get shechor. Even though midaraisa, it's 100% he doesn't require get shechor, but we require the other to write a get shechor to avoid this particular issue. Now, that's, so therefore it doesn't tell you anything about absolutely this rabbanim. But the Rashba says, the key point in this tshuva is that just because the Chachamim said you shouldn't do something doesn't mean we'll not get a kiddushin. There are plenty of examples of people misbehaving, and the Chachamim's solution wasn't be mafkir a kiddushin. Okay. Like the guy who sent his friend to be mekadesh yisha for him, and the guy instead decides to be mekadesh for himself. It's really inappropriate. He does the shalok ahogen. No women are gamos. They were mafkir a kiddushin, so the Rashba says, when the Gemara says that we're mafkir a kiddushin, we're mafkir a kiddushin. Otherwise, we're not mafkir a kiddushin. Daniel, okay, question?
Yeah, just a clarification. We were talking about the idea of things that are not psulim, kiddushin, that are not d'oraita, that are d'rabbanan, would be things that would invalidate, or is it that things are not before us the krah, but are still d'oraita? Meaning, when you said that it's not the simple meaning of the pasuk, because we know the simple meaning of the pasuk is that children should not die for their parents' sins. Does that mean that the Rei Chazal interpreted as the eidu of a, not even that through a banan, or just that the rabbinic?
No, it's Torah Shvapeh. Yeah. It's the Rambam's Divrei Sofer. The Rambam's Divrei Sofer from type 1. Not Divrei Sofer that's Rabbanim, Divrei Sofer that's Torah Shvapeh, that's Lomit, the Midah, Shatoni, Dreshus, Behem. So that's what it means. So there, the Rashba says, obviously, that's the Raisa, and you would apply in appropriate each circumstance. But he says, by Edus the Rabbanon, it's not that they couldn't have been Machiavelli Kedushin necessarily, but they were Machiavelli Kedushin. There are lots of cases where things are not done properly, at least for the Rabbanon, and they still were Machiavelli Kedushin. So therefore, since there's no way that the Gemara tell us that Pesuvah Edus the Rabbanon, that they're not Mekudashis at all, that it's Mamash zero, and which would have been our Yideh Achdas Kedushin, the Gemara didn't say that, we should assume. We should assume that the Edus is still good with the Raisa, and she's married with the Raisa, and therefore Choshesh and Kiddush. And that's how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch, and not like the Rif. But it's a fascinating tshuva. An appeal to the interpretation, to know what is traditional, which interpretation is traditional Mikra, and which interpretation is different Zofran, is because what is found in Lacham. I could have, of course, responded to that and said, well, what's the proof? If it were known already, if that drasha already existed by the time of the Malachim, so maybe they just quoted the pasuk which the drasha was based upon. Maybe the pshat is Eidus Avos and Eidus Banim, or I would say even better, maybe they just quoted the whole pasuk for the last part, which is the source. If I'm not really going to go down that road, so we don't have to. You know. And Pshat and the Pasuk is clear. Pshat and the Pasuk is one of the most important Pesukim in the Torah. The reasons that I probably told you. It might be one of the most important halachic Pesukim in the Torah. It's least because it is the counterpoint to so much of ancient Near Eastern law, where wives and children are punished for the sins of the father because they're viewed as property of the father slash husband because human lives are fungible and can belong to other people. And nefesh can belong. And the Torah rejects that when it describes us as being created ex animo kid. The whole Torah's whole foundation of human rights is this halakhic principle is a reflection of that. Yeah, that's why. That's why I say, you know, every pasuk of the Torah is of infinite importance, but as from a jurisprudential perspective, this is such a central, not just a legal principle, but it's a values proposition that's embodied in this law. Okay, fine. Did you want to,
No.
No, okay. Fine. So I want to just now pick up a few snippets of the tshuva of the Rivash. If you go to the third page, are all you working, some of you working in columns? I know some of you also had columns, but not everybody did, so. What's that? Okay, so I minded the third page. It's not so long into the tshuva, when he writes, "Bahanu Aminan, the Apa Pisha Kidushin Hayu Kidushin Gemurim, Ata Ro Chachamim Lachkirim Afreya, Sheri Kishakidish Aldatan Kidish, Chosman Sheyir Sheyir Shalachim Imukan, Abo Bedigo Zeh, Shahakol, Befeirush, Hifkiru Hamos, Hare Kitchim Ageza." So he says that you don't need Kol Makadish or Naikin Rabbanu Makadish here. Because the call was not fair to test it of anybody who does this, whether he likes it or not. And when he's Makadish, it's like he's the Makadish for Gezel. It's not really being Makadish for Gezel, it's Makadish for something that he is. That isn't his, so it doesn't work. A little further, he writes, Umihu ki amrina b'maskana heichad b'kadish b'biya shavin rabbanu b'yosa b'ilas nos v'hanu tzricho m'tayim b'chol m'kadish adaytid rabbanu m'kadish eish ha'kiu kidush b'biya lo m'kadish. When a person is m'kadish b'biya, the only way that call works is through tzadam. V'av al pishal rashba kasaf etshu v'she'im l'onu lo ma'afkin rabbanu b'kadush m'nei ki m'mash ha'man tzadam p'vashiz b'rech ha'chal. The Rashba says, even the Rashba says that you can't assume Hafkas Kiddushin by everything the Chachamim said you should go and do. Nonetheless, I'm going to skip over a chunk. In my Talim version, I don't know if Brian, if yours is the same, but because I don't know if you added anything, but you just took it and converted it to two columns. So it's in the right side, and it's about over two thirds of the way down. The last one, mine's the last one line, Mikomachom. Mikomachom, but Nidon Zeh. Ain anuvayin lahafkir kiddushin mitam asa shaloka hogen afkin rabbanu kiddushin yinei. Now at leisha called the famous chansu also the kira marosahim the ibdu zehu somehem. They destroyed his chiyus in the money. So it's not based upon hafkas kiddushin. If they want mafkir his money. Now when I go to the bottom of my column, skipping down probably 2-3 lines, the ode. Shafilu hayinu two, three, four lines. Shafilu hayinu tzrichim b'chol hafkas kiddushin l'tam b'chol makadish v'adai t'orim makadish. Hine yesh lanu lo martam king called the makadish v'adach hakol v'takanosimu makadish. He says that you can say the same thing here. When a person is makadish, they makadish al pidas the minhag of their community. So if the based and made the takana, two, the Makadish Shalom B'fnei Asara, Shalom B'fnei Tov HaKol, the Kiddushin and not Kiddushin. So when a person is Makadish, we assume he's working with the Das of the Minhag HaMakom. And the Raya to that was a Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's really a Tosefta somewhere, that talks about that who was Doresh Lashon Hedyah, who used to look at Shtaros to interpret its contract interpretation, to figure out what they really meant. And he points to the fact that what used to happen in Alexandria was they would do Kiddushin, and then when they would enter the chuppah, other people would come and grab the brides. And I don't know if they would grab them and ever give them back. I'm not sure. And therefore, Chazal wanted to make their children mamzerim. So they came to Hillel. So what do? So Hillel said, bring me your mother's ksuba. The Rivash says it wasn't their mother's ksuba. He brought, how did he get their mother's ksuba? He brought the ksubas that were standard, that were used in that time. And he saw in the ksuba, and it says, something like, you can't see the chuppah having the nitzur. In other words, when it says in the, you know, we write in our ksubas, in such and such a day, on this day of the week, and such a day, such and such a month, in such a year, in such a place, how so-and-so said to so-and-so, having the nitzur kedas lo shalisa. That's what's written in the ksuba. Which is, as I think we pointed out, it's really a little funny because it's a sheker. People go crazy over the leg of a Kosovo Kanina, which to me, my Rebbe told me, is totally unnecessary and advised me against moving it out. But even more than that, it seems ridiculous. You're worried about you don't want to phone the leg of the Kosovo Kanina until the Aden has made it in? Because it's nasty to sheker, even though they're not signing anything. What are you talking about? The Ksuba says that the husband and wife got married. It says that such and such a man said to such and such a woman, Ram of the Deshus, to that social visa. And she said, yes! Would see us marry so and so, the Havas Lazarus. She agreed to his wife. So you write that out with Favish. That's a Shekhar Gomor. It doesn't happen yet. Unless that Nusach obviously probably comes from a time in which they wrote it after the Erusin, which is so, it's not written, but it's signed. We signed that before the Kedushin. I don't know if it's how it's standard in Eretz Yisrael. The only wedding I went to in Eretz Yisrael, I saw this, and I went to the wedding here for whatever reason, signed the Ksuba and the Chuppah. I kind of actually like that idea. So at least when they're signing it, that which is said in it, it's written, is true. The two things that didn't happen when we signed it, two things that didn't happen when you write out the Ksuba before it's signed. They haven't gotten married, and there hasn't been a kinyan of the Chasam and the Kalah for the Ksuba. So before we sign it, we have the Eidim make the somebody that Chasam makes the kinyan. And then they can, Eidim could say, Kaneda. But the earlier events did not happen yet. Right? But you can write Shtaros that way. You just don't give it to the, you give it to the person who's Mechayim himself, not to the person who's benefiting. Right? You can write a Shtar, a Lova can authorize the writing of a Shtar that he owes money to the Malva, even though he hasn't borrowed the money yet. You give the Shtar to the Lova, and he borrows money from the Malva, he has a ready Shtar to give the Malva. But he doesn't. If he tears it up, if he never borrows the money, he doesn't owe the money. So if they don't get married, he doesn't know the Ksuba. So Hillel saw that in their Ksuba, it didn't just say, heavy lit into the Vasa Moshe Yisrael, it says, heavy lit into the Basar, Tisali Lechupa. After you've been brought into the Chupa, after you're Nechnesis Lechupa, Ashut Chanes Lechupa, then you're married. So Hillel said, you see the condition weren't filed till after the Chupa. So if somebody came and grabbed her, before the chuppah, and somebody else married her, not a problem. The kiddushim are chal, so the children they are not mamzerim. So what he says is lefisha makadesh stam, but also amakom asmacha minish the melgam makadesh al pnei makadesh. If you get, and we know this is true in general areas, right? If there's a particular minag amakom as to certain things that are assumed as part of the marriage, as part of the ksuba, so they're binding. Right. You know, some svardi ksubas. Reading them explicitly that he will not take another, the Syrian Ksuba reads that he promises not to take another wife on top of her or not to divorce her without the permission of the Beis Din Tzedek in Aleppo. I love that. Why? Because if you don't put that in, so Sfaradim are allowed to be polygamous and they can divorce their wives while Karacha. Now, you don't have to write that in Ashkenazi Ksuba. You don't have to write that in Ashkenazi Ksuba. Aside from the fact, let's say a man and a woman got married in Ashkenazi, and they didn't write that in the Ksuba. And 20 years later, the Beis Din Agudat Yerushalayim is Matei Lechem Rabbi Gershom. Is the husband bound by Lechem Rabbi Gershom? The answer is yes. Not mitzad Lechem Rabbi Gershom, but from a contractual perspective. When he married the woman, he agreed he wouldn't take another wife. Why? He doesn't say in the Ksuba the answers, because everybody knows when you go to Ashkenazi, he gets married. He's not allowed to marry another wife. So you don't have to spell it out if it's on the Siman HaMakom. Anyone who's Mekadesh, just as you're Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanon, you're Mekadesh Adaita the Minhag HaMakom. So the Rivash says it's not such a big deal. If you say call the Mekadesh Adaita of the Mekadesh, so then call the Mekadesh Adas of the Anshe HaMakom Mekadesh, and therefore it's not binding. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, someone read the Mechaber for me. Should we have the Mechaber in front of you? Somebody at Shimon, you have the Mechaber in front of you? What's a case of an Isur Hanad Rabbana that doesn't have an Iker B'Daraisa?
My original one was Chaim Tzerk for Pesach. Then I looked at the continuation of that
way. What is it? Daniel, we looked this up, didn't we? Chul and Bazar according to Rabbi Shimon. I love that. Okay?
Oh,
of all the things in the world to pick, Chul and Bazar. It is only Yisr Drabanan according to Rabbi Shimon, at least only Asr Hanam and Drabanan according to Rabbi Shimon. It might be Asr Shkita according to Rabbi Shimon and the Rice. It might be Asr Be'achilim and the Rice. Not sure, but it's only Asr Hanam and Drabanan. You've been kaddish with that, so choshim l'kiddushim. I mean, I feel like this is like leaving a horse's head in her bed or something like that. I mean, not quite, but you give her the chul bazar. Here, honey, have this dead cow. I remember kaddish, just leave it this dead cow. Oh, by the way, it's chul bazar. Okay, fine. And then he says, v'im But lots and lots of questions in the Rishon and Achron about this. For example, you're allowed to be nana from Isuri Hana Shalo Kedarka Midaraisa, except for, I think, Orla and Talayakram or something like that. Everything else, Shalo Kedarka Hana Asan Zoli Nisadrabanan. If you're nana the way that's not normal, that's not the typical way, it's only Nisadrabanan. So in the second paragraph of Psalm, we must have done it. I'm sure we didn't make a case where we did the Psalm. So, the question they ask is, if you're Mekadesh Be'isr Chametz, Chametz Asabana, it's Mutabana Midaraisa, Shalokin Arachanosa. So one Tosis, at Teres Tosafik, is if it's not, if the Shalokin Arachanosa is not Shavapurida. That's one of the Teirutz. I forget, there's another Teres, but okay, there's a lot of discussion on this. All sorts of issues. Now comes the Ramah and says,
Haga, Ka, Shetikni,
Right. I don't know if any of you look up the Tshuva Lorik. It wasn't on the Marim Akomos. I didn't expect it to, but when you look at the Marim, see, part of the difficulty here is if you look at the Marik's case. And Marik was responding to something outrageous. I forget what the case was, where some rav decided to, you know, let a woman remarry without it, and the Marik goes crazy. I mean, it wasn't a pre-made takana. It wasn't a pre-made takana. One of the things I should have said in the Rivash, I think the strongest argument in the Rivash in responding to the Rashba is the Rashba never said that you can't have Afkas Kedushin outside of five cases. The Rashba said that the Chanim weren't mafia the kedushin. It doesn't mean we don't have the power to make a takana. It just means that if the Gemara says you're not supposed to do X, but it's only midrabanan, and the Gemara doesn't say in kedushin, you can't assume that they were mafia the kedushin. Right? Suleyed is the rabanan. It's not that the chachamim could be mafia the kedushin. It's not that we couldn't theoretically make a takana today. To be mafia the kedushin when someone's mekadesh be suleyed is the rabanan. It's just that they never made such takana, so we should assume it. The default assumption is Mekadesh, you know, Bifnei Edim who assumed the Rabbanon, the Kiddush Choshul Kiddushin, because the Chachamim didn't choose to be Mafdiya the Kiddushin. Not because they couldn't have been Mafdiya the Kiddushin, at least, and maybe they could have. So anyway, the Ramah here quotes the Marik, whatever that case was. Okay. Fine. One second. Go ahead. Yep.
Isha Shanidrash Hanna me Adam Echad. Only call Mashi Ismila. Shalom with Nay upon the pony. Be Amar Echad, be Kacha. In a Kadesha, the Haviki Lukacha Kisrehana. Be Dab the Shakisha Vitras Kesa. About Kisha, Shahar Havikishan.
Okay. So what does the Rama say? And this case is only interesting to me because it occupies a central place in the Shuvah Chasam Sofer, which we're just going to focus on one little part, not the bigger part, but it was the one thing that the Chasam Sofer thought would at least initially work. If you want to make sure that people do not violate a Takana the Rabbanan and make Kiddushin, the way to do it is to make Asur B'Hana'a all any Kesef that a woman would receive for such an invalid Kiddushin. Now, there's one caveat, there's one problem really. Beis Din cannot do that unless they have the powers of Hefker Beis Din Hefker, which is a little contentious. If you read the whole Tshuva, I'm not expecting you to read the whole Tshuva Chasam Sofer, but it's a very important, there are two Tshuvas, very important, Kufches and Kufches in Eben Ezer. They're cited, I have no Bekias, they're cited in the Pesach Tshuva right here. Now, the problem, remember, I said I told you about this in Shir. The Hungarian government made a takana that all marriage had to be done in accordance with civil marriage, which meant that you weren't allowed to do a kiddushin without getting civil marriage, which in itself wasn't the problem because if a person did a kiddushin somehow without it, okay, so what's the big deal? Except what the state wanted is that if someone did such a kiddushin, and now one of those parties wanted to do a kiddushin with someone else, he wanted insisted that the rabbis would do it, that the rabbis would refuse to recognize the first kiddushin because it wasn't done under the auspices of the state. And that's a problem because that means marrying a woman who's already married halachically to someone else. So the question is, how do you prevent kiddushim from being chal if you don't want them to be chal? How do you prevent that? How does the tzibur prevent it? So one of the ways it would have been hefker based in on the money, but the Chasam Sofer didn't like that because it was a question whether they had the power to do that. The solution that was preferred, although it doesn't solve all the cases, is that you answer the kesef given for kiddushin shalo kedas hamadina bahana. But here's the problem. Who can answer the kesef without the power of Hashem hefker? Who can answer the kesef that an isha receives? There are only two parties that can do that. They are what? The man giving the kesef and the woman receiving it. And the correct avenue here is you'd have every girl, when she turned bat mitzvah, take a neder, maybe al das ravin, to answer upon herself b'hana any kesef that she will be given when it's shlo kadas hamadina. So should she become miskadeshes with kesef, again, but not following Hungarian law, so then she would not be mekudeshes. Why? Because if she mekadesh b'sir ahna adaleisa, kiddushan rach. It's very clever. This Ramah. So that's the only problem is that Rav Chasam Sofer thinks it doesn't work because if you're going to have bia subsequently, chazakeh and asa bia asa bia asa, means gomer or bol l'shem kiddushan. Okay. But so anyway, that's what, I didn't give you the whole shuba even here, I gave you a piece of it, but I want to really just look at one passage, which is really the last paragraph here. Aval, because this is the part where he says the most radical thing I've seen, most radical, I think, thing in the entire Siddha. Aval emes yiradarko, de'im zez shum svar lomar kein, v'yoser noach lomar dehashta dekikin rabbeinu gershom or agola shol lagarish bar korcha, memeila b'shas kedusha m'shabin atzmo la shol lagarish al mitzona, v'hadar lei, Baal ki isha shalomatsi the shavu yinavshi chaticha di surah, v'malkam shem eshuvava. Aval olam lo alima dari basurai le shavu yabi lasnus klal. So, here he was just talking about whatever he was talking about, issues the chayim rabbeinu gershom. And it's the bracketed part that I want. We have no power to make a bios bios nos mizman hazad the way the Gemara did. That's his claim. Ki lo matzinu lahem ela behefker mamo. Aval hefker zaro velasos bilasa bilas nos lo shamanu mehem. We know we have a power of hefker based on hefker today. We don't know we have a power of hefker zaro. What does hefker zaro mean?
Seems to be
osebi lasa bilasnus. Well, no, yes, but what is the formulation of hefker zara? It is beyond fascinating. Yes, if I. That's not the language he uses, though. And it's a problem, the language that he uses. It sounds like it's not his zera. I'll tell you what the difference is. You see, if it were not his bia, that would solve the problem. What's the din of a bia without hotzah zera? What? Absolutely. By all Isurei Bia, He'ara, mere initial penetration, just of the tip of the Eder, and Hachnasas Ha'atara, the crown, the ridge of flesh, or at least in a person's gemalt, is considered Bia. That initial stage is not going to, at least just literally, that small amount of penetration is not going to lead to Hotzah Zera. There's only one Isur Bia that the Torah even talks about. I mean, there are two, but one that it talks about, the Bia being one of Shechva Zera. And even there, Chazal don't say you need Hotzah Zera. Which one is that? No. That's a little different, but then we have to talk about that. But Chazal do not make any such distinction. Satan Rebbe did. That's why he sent his goons to attack her emotion. Because he made up an issa. That artificial insemination to married woman was a problem because they are Isha Samisa Khalas, you paid Shah to Khalas out. the rest of the world understands that means, you know, that bia. V'ish ki yishkaves isha shechvazera v'hish shechvan echarefes v'ish v'afteilo mitvesa v'shalom itama. Shivcha harufa. But even there, Chazal say, you don't need chazal zera, you just need full penetration, which is the first step being roi for the emotzi zera. The only time shechvah zera matters in bia is for tumah, tumah skeri purposes. A man has bia with a woman, if there's no chazal zera, neither of them is man. If there's chazal zera, he's tumah because he's a balkari, she's tumah because he's zera sakhasim, she's like a balkari. What does the chazal say? In Parsha Sanitzara. So let's start with that. But the Chasam Sofer sounds like if we could just be mafkir his zera, then it wouldn't be his via. I'll put it that way. So he says, again, if you might have thought it's a metaphor, but once you go on, you ask, he's not speaking metaphorically here. And how can there be mafkir his zera? Again, I don't know what it would do. You know, unless, again, the pasuk's only by. Well, read on. I'll read on. The Bikra Yoharam Kol Rechushok Siv. Uvamori Katan Perakay the Madalta Matsuchin Mikra De Le. No, there's something wrong here. Martinan. Oh, the Mil, it should be the Milakina. We curse. Umartinan Seir, we tear out here. Vabdin and Hardafa. The Imkain, you know, like the Hafkir Zaro. We do all these things, the hanking mafia the zera. But Sarach Lomar, the nafka lan mikra, the cholcherim asher yacharam in adam lo yipadek ki mos yimas. That's one of the most interesting Ramban Zalatora. Ramban made a theater here. I say that tongue in cheek. The Ramban claims there's this institution of a cherim that can be issued where you put somebody to death for it. And he points to various passages in Tanakh, see like the Shvigiva and the subsequent story of Ishgilad. So the Ramban says, "Moshe Chasam Amar Torah, v'mishpatei acherim shelo, v'chevan sheyesh reshus lahonis mikol shekein lahafkir rak zara." It's like we're talking about money, body parts. They can totally make you mafkir zara. What does that mean? I don't know what I say that seriously. What does it mean? Meaning the Chasam Sofer sounds like he thinks that just as they have a power of hefker base and hefker amama, you can have hefker base and hefker on his zera. If they can be mafkir his bani in effect, right? Which is an expression Chazal do use, right? In the Gemara of the Shalosh Shavuos, right? If you obey the Shavuos, that's great. If not, I thought it's in mafkir besarachem or something like the kitzvos v'chayilos asada. Is that the expression? Maybe I'm making it up. Maybe it's a different. You guys know the Gemara of the Shalosh Shavuos? The basis of the Tekart and the Tzatmer. That we're not allowed to be Zionists.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
You
give more credit than it's probably due. Alright. Could be Mathir Sesarachim. One second. No, it's Mathir Sesarachim Kitzoros Rechaylos Hasada. Okay, so, but even there, so the Chasam Sofer sounds like they're being lured after your zera. They came after your whole body. They came after your zera. Mehine hach kra pshita de lokoi el nasi shabitra shein olam el Hashem elokav. In other words, that's asher nasi echata v'asa achasnika metzos Hashem elokav. How do you know Nasi is a melech? Because he's the person that's Hashem Elokav. Hashem, he's God. Meaning, he's the only one above him. He's the highest person otherwise. Chomosh HaKasim Rabbana HaTorah. In Lam Tim Tzahachi, my time in Maisei HaShas, Amin HaChemya, the Martin on Tzeher, HaFil Mos Vimos. You could kill a person. Why do you need the Pasuk from the Chemya? Based upon Kol Cherem. El Al Korach HaKro B'melech V'Nasi. L'chein Maisei Mikrad in the Chemya. V'ad Pshito V'Shas, in the Chemya Oloyecha L'Hamis Al Chermo, came in the Ezra B'Doro. Ezra was the God of Al Dor, so Nehemiah couldn't do quite that much. The mavur of the gittin was rubav avanshe knesses and gdola. I'm not buying you, but if you're going to do such thing, you better have what to rely upon. So you look at this Chasam Sofer, this is amazing. But everybody else says, Kiddushei Bia, you know how the Mafkia them? How do the Mafkia Kiddushei Bia? Two choices. What are the two choices, Shinnik? How do the Mafkia Kiddushei Bia?
We somehow consider it not having been
Kiddushei Bia. Efrayim, what are the two ways of being Mafkia Kiddushei Bia? Tanai or Kiras Tavar. There's two ways of doing it, you see in the Rishonim. Tanai is the standard one, and Tosas and Mabasa suggest that Kiras Tavar. The Chasam Sofer has a totally different approach. But his approach seems to be, again, I don't quite know, you know, if you told me that they were mafkir your Aver, so you could say, it wasn't your Aver, therefore, you didn't have Bia with her. The Zera itself, you don't need Shechazer, you just need Bia. But it's still amazing. It's utterly, it is incredibly creative. I don't know if anybody agrees with this, but it's wild. Absolutely wild. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? So this is the subject of Hafkas Kiddush. The bottom line is, it is usually nobody will do it today. As I mentioned in Shir, if you'd like to read, there was an exchange of a proposal made by Rabbi Riskin a number of years ago. He wrote in tradition, and I was asked to respond. And there was a back and forth after the initial article response. If you're interested in reading further, I suspect that you will see there many of the things that you heard over the course of this year. You've hopefully heard more over the course of this year than in the article. But I think it's a position. I, the head yod, wrote in tradition. He also published it in Hebrew and Chumin, and a gadol, Rassan Mechavia Goldberg's Chumin Rabacha, wrote a response in Chumin. I don't think I saw it. I don't think I've ever read the response. I probably read the response later. I'm pretty sure Rassan Mechavia Goldberg said, I said the same thing probably that he did, for the most part. So it's also not a solution, because it only, even if it did work, why doesn't it work? The bottom line is, you tell me why doesn't it work, based upon what we've learned. Right, let's make a takana that any man who marries a woman and subsequently is ma'agin her, refuses to give a get, under whatever circumstances we dictate advisable, or if, let's say, it's mechuyav l'garusha, and he won't give it, he'll sit in jail and mock that she's stuck in Aguna, will mafkir the kiddushin. Why doesn't it work? Daniel?
Isn't that
what's that? Let's leave aside. There's an Achron somewhere I saw quoted who said, like, of all the five Yisrael agreed to it, maybe they could do it. Why doesn't it work within the framework of the Gemara? Fine.
That would be a case where not permit themselves to
not
getting
the
again.
Correct. In other words, that would be fall into the category of kiddushin that was proper in the first place. It was kahogan, and they were married for a time typically, and then he turns into a nasty human being and won't give her the get when he's supposed to, and so then you want to be mafia this kiddushin. That's nice, but what you would have to do, even if you weren't mafia lagarish, let's say he's just a nasty guy, but not somebody with kofanon, you'd have to force him to give a get, have him authorize the get, and he would use hafka to be mashir the get the way the owner did. But if he doesn't authorize the get, then it doesn't fit the paradigm. Daniel?
I feel like the case of that would be different, though, is if, like, let's say she were, like, severely bipolar, but she didn't know about it.
So now a topic which I decided I'm not going to do after the midterm, even though it would be fun, because I would like to go back to doing this. At least book is called the Parsha of Gittin, and it's two Gemaras in Gittin anyway. That's the question of Kiddushei Tavos.
Right, but in
the
sense, if you wanted to add this as another sort of sniff.
Correct. So the truth is, within Kiddushei Tavos, Rav Moshe, and I guess in America, I don't know if it's maybe Chachmei, I don't know if Ashkenazim, or just in America. So Rav Moshe was the first one who pioneered Kiddushei Tavos, which is very radical. The idea that Kiddushei Tavos after Nisuin, that you can use that without a get, that was a big chiddush. In Eretz Yisrael, the poskim always try to go, the Sfaradi poskim, not that, I don't know if it's Eretz Yisrael, the Sfaradi poskim always try to pass away in ways that Ashkenazim would not. like if we miyachet Eden, and one member's puzzle, so they like the Chacham Ovadia and others want to follow this Maharib that the Ramah quotes, but is not so keen on, or and it's not clear that he agrees with him. If miyachet Eden, one of the chassidim, doesn't matter who else witnesses it. Our general assumption, my tradition is that everybody in that room is a witness. But you don't have to worry about Zulus. So as long as the Tukshir in the audience, you see the Kiddushin, so the woman is Mekudeshah. So if one of the Eden you set up was Psulim, even though you're Miyake, then we're still hold the conditions of Kiddushin. So this would be another type of thing that you could add on if you didn't have all those other things. It would theoretically work based upon the Gemara's paradigm, yes. And again, I would say provided that the condition was there already and that he knew it.
The condition was there about what?
When he got married, either he was bipolar or anybody had known him. If he doesn't know, if it hasn't happened at the time yet, it falls back to the who was a shulchan hogan. It's only a shulchan hogan when there's a mum and he covers it up.